Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Sa pagpasok ng bagong taon, marami sa atin ang muling maglilista ng mga health goals para sa taon. Marahil ito ay para magbawas ng timbang, maging healthy, patuloy na pagaling mula sa mga sakit o simpleng to feel good. Marami iba't ibang paraan upang maabot ang ating health goals, maaaring sa pamamagitan ng pag-ehersisyo o pagdidieta. Sa episode na ito ng Healthy Pinoy, ating tatalakayin ang isa sa mga paraan ng pagdidieta, ang intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting ay maaaring maging magandang opsyon para sa ilan na simulan ang mas malusog na pamumuhay ngayong bagong taon. Ayon sa GP specialist na si Dr. Angelica Scott, ang intermittent fasting ay ang pagkakaroon ng schedule sa pagkain. Bagamat nauuso ngayon, noon pa man, ang pag-aayuno o fasting ay nakaugalian na sa iba't ibang kultura at relihiyon.
So, itong intermittent fasting is ito yung timing or schedule ng pagkain wherein meron tayong tinatawag na fasting period at also yung meron ring window of period of eating. So, This is very ano ngayon, patok sa mga ating mga listeners kasi it's on trend, di ba? Pero itong fasting na ginagawa na ganito, intermittent fasting, ay matagal na ito. If we look at in history, if we look back in history, you know, the ancient hunter-gatherers, they only ate intermittently. O kumakain sila, it's based on opportunity, di ba? They don't have agriculture at that time. They used to hunt. They used their mobility as a survival strategy. So, when you think about it, it's been there for years. Yeah, so intermittent fasting is like a rebranding of the old practice that humans used to do millions of years ago. So para sa akin, it's not a diet, it's a eating schedule or an eating pattern, and it's not a new concept. Binago lang natin ang pangalan recently.
Ngunit ano nga ba ang nangyayari sa ating katawan kung tayo ay nag-aayuno? Paliwanag ni Dr. Scott, kapag nag-fast, dumadaan ang ating katawan sa iba't ibang physiological changes upang mag-adapt sa kawalan ng pagkain.
During intermittent fasting, yung body natin is using the stored energy in order to continue our function. So we as human beings, this ability to function at high level, both physically and mentally, during extended period of time, it can happen, yeah. And that's how our biology has evolved and adapted.
Ngunit babala niya, bago sumubok, mahalaga na kumonsulta muna sa doktor, lalo na kung may iniindang kondisyon.
Merong iba na merong mga chronic conditions, meron yung iba na mga generally healthy. So I think yung mga generally healthy, they're fine. Pero yan siguro yung may mga chronic conditions, yung may mga diabetes, may mga liver condition or kidney conditions. It's important, obviously, to check with your doctor first or with your dietitian to make sure everything is okay.
Paliwanag din niya, maraming iba't ibang klase ng fasting.
We have this many types. Meron yung tinatawag natin 16-8. Yun yung 16 hours na mag-fast at 8 hours lang yung window period na magkakain. Meron rin tinatawag na 18-6. So 18 hours on fasting, 6 hours on eating period. Meron rin 24. So 20 yung fasting, 4 yung eating period. Meron rin tinatawag na 5-2 diet at yung alternate days. So, when you think about it, wala namang hard and fast rule na, ito yung dapat, o ito yung hindi dapat. But the best thing lang para sa ating mga listeners is to remember na the schedule that you do it yung sustainable for you.
Marami ding iba't ibang benepisyo ang fasting sa kalusugan, kabilang na ang pangangasiwa ng timbang at pagpapabuti ng metabolic health.
But based sa pag-aaral, merong mga promising benefits itong intermittent fasting. So isa na dito yung weight loss. Kasi during daw nagpa-fasting is yung umi-increase yung ating growth hormones. Tapos yung insulin din natin, nagde-decreasing insulin, so thus in return, it also decreases our insulin resistance. So dahil limited lang rin yung window of period of time that we can eat, then incidentally, it can also lessen our calorie intake. Ang science rin kasi behind it is obviously yung weight loss. Our body uses energy from carbohydrate in the first 12 hours. So that it uses stored fat na after 12 hours. Oo, tapos in terms of weight loss then it can improve your blood pressure and then it can also improve your blood sugar. So another thing is it can decrease inflammation.
Sa kabilang banda, pinaliwanag din niya na may mga desbentaha sa pag-aayuno.
I think one of the downsides is that wala pang set na guidelines as of the moment. Yes, it's true, merong small studies na nagsabi na 18:6 is the best timing. Pero yung set talaga na guidelines, wala pa. Tapos, in terms of symptoms, some people experience yung mental fog, heartburn, or headache, and also sometimes, you know, people who are going through this intermittent fasting, hindi nila ma-stop yung cravings nila. But then, if you eat a lot naman during those times, or you eat unhealthy during those times, then again, you won't lose weight.
Paalala ni Dr. Scott, kung sasabak sa fasting, mahalaga ang kumain ng mga masusustansyang pagkain.
It's very important na hindi lang scheduling, but also yung type of foods that you eat during that window of period of time that you eat the healthy types of food. So ang mga recommended, obviously, complex carbohydrates is very important. You choose a complex carbohydrate, tinatawag natin whole grains, so yung mga brown bread, brown rice, so those are very important. At saka preference din, Claudette, yung mga whole plant foods, kasi marami siyang essential vitamins and minerals that we need, especially during the active period, you know, during that daytime period, and also our body can store it as well. Also, it's very important to avoid yung mga processed foods kasi they are pro-inflammatory.
Mas mainam din daw na sa araw ang eating window kung kailan aktibo ang iyong katawan.
It's important to remember then, now we have this what we call a circadian rhythm of our body, yung parang orasan ng ating katawan, na mas maganda daw na if we do the eating window or feeding window during the morning or during the day na awake tayo. The reason for that is because we burn more calories during the day compared to the evening. We have more thermogenesis happening during the day.
Gayunpaman, mahalaga na kumonsulta sa isang profesional sa kalusugan bago simulan ang anumang bagong dieta o pagbabago sa pamumuhay ngayong bagong taon upang tiyakin na ito ay angkop para sa iyong individual na pangangailangan sa kalusugan.
So when mga health conditions sila, it's very important to consult with your doctors kasi you will be guided well. At saka, maganda rin kung if they try to do this diet, it's very important to mix it up with regular exercise as well.
Laging tandaan na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.